Item number four from the Interim Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, requesting authorization to prepare and execute the necessary contractual agreements in 2013 with various art groups through the Milwaukee County Artistic, Cultural, and Musical Programming Advisory Council.
Good morning. Would you introduce yourself?
Good morning, Chairman. I'm Laura Schlesser, Chief of Administration and External Affairs for the Parks Department. Based on the information that you heard just now from CAMPAC, we are respectfully requesting your approval of the allocations as set forth in your packet.
Questions by committee? Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Quick question, particularly because this is my first year on the board and on this committee. I'm curious if Ms. Schlosser or either of the representatives for CAMPAC could tell us historically with CAMPAC if a request for funding allocation has ever been denied or modified when it came before this committee.
The total package has been modified to about a third of what it once was in its totality. Not that many years ago, I think when I came on the board 11 years ago, this was well over $1 million that was put forth to serve the purposes of particularly small and fragile fine arts groups. Over time, due to the economic plight the county's found itself in, those funds were reduced substantially. I, for one, look forward to the day when we might be able to again bring them up to a level that is commensurate with their importance. Other committee members? Supervisor Stamper?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was wondering how the allocation is determined. You know, you got different...
Mr. Clark, Ms. Garvey, perhaps.
For different agencies.
When I first took this role, it's a very sort of complex algorithm. So there was a consultant that worked with the arts programs for CAMPAC, and they developed an actual formula. And that formula basically, the gist of it is that if a larger organization, for example, somebody with a $16 or $17 million annual revenue can only receive a fraction of a percent of their own budget from the county. And then as you move down into the smallest $20,000 and $30,000 annual revenue organizations, they receive a full 4% of their annual revenue. So this sliding scale is really a mathematical equation that is computed through an Excel spreadsheet, basically. So what you end up with is a small organization that can't have a large percentage of their budget funded. So if this ever disappears, they're not left out to dry. But they have that supplemental at 4% that they can leverage to, you know, in some cases up to 16 or 20%. Is that the answer?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
So, for example, Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra, I assume that their budget is...
around $16 million, I believe.
Okay, so whatever that percentage is, that's how the $59,000 was allocated.
Mm-hmm.
So African-American Children's Theater, they have a small budget, so
yes.
But they get the highest percentage according to their budget.
Exactly.
Okay, got it. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm curious regarding First Stage Milwaukee having an incomplete application. Were they given an opportunity to make corrections or notified that their application was missing something?
Yes, they were notified. They were given a chance to speak to that effect with the CAMPAC Council. They showed up at the prior meeting that we had where we were deliberating over the allocations, and there was a stated negligence, a vote by the CAMPAC Council to basically waive honoring their application as a result. But they were notified of that. Their application had, most applications have about 12 attachments. What we had received from them was simply the application and no attachments.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Stamper.
And the agency that wasn't eligible, what was their issue?
That was 88.9 Radio Milwaukee. They are, while they are a 501c3, and they do provide somewhat of a level of performance for the city of Milwaukee. There are no free performances. There are no public performances other than radio broadcast. So I believe, the council made a decision at that point that it didn't fit within the guidelines of the CAMPAC program.
Thank you,
Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wish to move approval.
We have a motion to approve. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Gorkowski?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Five ayes, zero noes. The motion to approve is approved.
Thank you, both.